This is Dina Marie, and I'm back with Father Dan Petit. He's a Franciscan friar. In fact, he's going to be here in the Beaverton area at Our Lady of Peace retreat. It's the annual Summer Institute, and this year it's July 14th through the 18th. As we've been talking about Our Lady, it actually falls during the week of the celebration of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And I think St. Bonaventure, he's in there somewhere. He's pretty close to a celebration of his feast day as well, a great Franciscan saint. Father Dan, you're going to be coming out. In fact, your series of talks is going to be Behold the Lamb of God, which I love that theme. And then you're also going to be talking during the evening lecture series. I want to let our folks know about that on Wednesday night on the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, by the way. What difference does being a Catholic make? And so those are some of the topics you're going to unpack. But I think that makes a sense. Like, if I'm going to walk a journey in this life and I'm Catholic, how do I walk that journey? What's going to carry me along the way? Am I going to follow the way of the world? Or am I going to follow, like we just celebrated, Peter and Paul, right? Like the two anchors of the beginning of the church with the missionary spirit and really kind of the hierarchical spirit of our first pope. Why does it matter that we live our life as Catholics? That's a big question.
Yeah, no, it really is. It really is. And you can approach it from so many different ways. I mean, there's so many ways to approach that. But I mean, one is to recognize our life now and how we can help each other as opposed to burdening people that are already burdened. Wouldn't it be nice if we could help them along instead of pulling them down or what have you? But the other one is to recognize that our end and final goal is literally out of this world. Our head has gone ahead of us into glory, and that's Christ, and we are his body. So I think for even among some Catholics, but certainly in the world, you talk about the journey of life, and for a lot of people, the journey of life amounts to little more than getting in the car and going to Walmart. And that's it. So if the journey of life is going to Walmart, then I get in the car, I go to the Walmart, and it's over. That's it. But see, as Catholics, with the kingdom of Christ proclaimed, our journey is literally taking us out of this world, where our head has gone before us, which is Christ. And that's a whole nother type journey that is going to take us a little farther than Walmart.
Yeah. Well, I think that's so great to keep in mind, Father, is that, you know, we're not meant for this life. We're designed for eternity in heaven. But blows our mind what that's going to be like, but how do I have more heaven-like experiences now? I think about going on a retreat, going on a Catholic conference. Those are things to help get me ready to win the race, so to speak. Maybe share a little bit about why going on retreats, why these spiritual experiences are really helpful to kind of condition our mind and our spirit to the way of Christ.
Well, I think of a jar with full of water that is maybe got some dirt in the bottom, and if you shake it up, it gets all cloudy. The water does. Well, going for a retreat is what you're simply doing is letting the sediment settle to the bottom so you can see clearly what's going on, and I mean see clearly in terms of what the end or goal of your life is. Because I think when we get into our lives, we tend, that's when the bottle gets shaken up and we get cloudy and our reason gets cloudy and we maybe are somewhat confused or we get lost. We get lost and Jesus comes to seek and save the lost. And I think a time of quiet can be a time of removing yourself, maybe unplugging from the devices, and allowing the sediment to go back to the bottom so you have that clear vision once again of What is life all about? Where am I headed? Where am I going? What am I doing? That's a great opportunity because the other thing is, I think when we do go to make a retreat, one of the most confident faith claims we can make is the Holy Spirit's going to show up. And what a gift that is for him to just work on you, convince you of his love, seek to purify you, cleanse you, and help you on this path.
I think that word clarity, Father Dan, is so key. And clarity comes with scripture. Clarity comes with the sacramental life. Clarity comes with a relationship, an intentional, loving relationship with Jesus Christ, and the church. And boy, the world doesn't have that clarity. I feel like the world is very cloudy, very noisy, very distracting, and tries to pull us away from that clarity of a life with Christ.
Yeah, and that's the noise. I think Pope Saint Paul the Sixth spoke of it as the cacophony of noise in the world. It's kind of an interesting word, but that's what we are faced with as we're in the world. And if this is all there is conception of life to 70, maybe 80 if you're strong, and that's it. It kind of puts a ceiling on life that only goes so far, and it starts to, weigh on you as you get older, and so you start being miserable. And it's like, with that ceiling on your life, that this is it, it kind of puts a cap on it, and that can be kind of challenging in terms of maybe depression or your spirit of hope in the world. No, I got a cap on my life and there's no way out, you know?
And we're in this jubilee year of hope. And so really we have, I think hope is that fuel of hope for that heavenly life, for that eternal life that continues to draw us forward with faith, with hope, and then in love. For people who they're coming to the Summer Institute, or maybe they just want to make a day retreat or spend some extra time in prayer at the Adoration Chapel, how do we prepare ourselves, kind of take ourselves out of the world and prepare ourselves to have that encounter, to have that ability to be open for the clarity that the Holy Spirit's going to work in our lives? How do we prepare?
Well, I mean, for some preparing, especially if you're really busy, it's basically a bullet in wood. You just go. Maybe for others, they might have that opportunity to maybe a couple days before begin to practice things that they wouldn't otherwise. Maybe take 20 minutes or 30 minutes or what have you every day to just quiet down a little bit to be. So then the quiet isn't quite as much of a shock. Or maybe you could start to slowly begin to unplug so that by the time you leave your home to go on retreat, you leave your devices behind. You could wean yourself off. Now, that would be a good way, I think, to get ready for retreat.
Yeah. Well, we're excited about the sisters hosting this Summer Institute in July, the 14th through the 18th. I want to encourage people to check out the Modern Day Radio website, also olpretreat.org for this retreat and the other things that are coming up throughout the year. And Father Dan, as we are in this summer season, just a couple of tips that you can offer families, working folks, maybe those that are newly retired, of just how to approach this opportunity, or maybe to make opportunities for encounters with God in our everyday life.
Well, I mean, first of all, obviously, we don't take a vacation from the Lord. There's no such thing. I mean, he wants to delight with us. He labors with us in our work. So when we take vacation, he wants to delight with us in our vacationing as well. So we don't take a vacation from the Lord. But I think the other thing, you mentioned the elderly, and we talk about how the world views people that are retired, they can start to feel as though if you really believe the world, sloppy seconds because their utility is spent, They're no longer of use to the world. They're just there. Maybe the world would even view them as dead weight. And see, all of that is a bunch of lies. It's all a bunch of lies. The world doesn't know God, and so it doesn't know the real value of God's image in creation. And people that are retired, people that are elderly, they have value, they have dignity, they have worth. And you can't put a price on aged wine. And I think, our elderly are one of our great heritages. We can learn so much from them. And I think that's kind of the contrast between the way Catholic faith would view them and the world would view them. And I think we need to listen in more on how Christ sees us than how the world does.
Very much so. Very much so. He loves us all and he wants us all home with him. And so let's pray for those conversions of heart throughout the summer season and take a lot of time to be with him one on one. Again, Father Dan Fatih, Franciscan Friar, will be in the Beaverton area at Our Lady of Peace retreat. You're welcome to enjoy the evening lecture series as well, as open to everyone, as well as all the retreatants getting together for the special week of program of mass every day. It's just going to be a great opportunity. So we encourage you to come join us as well. And with that, Father Dan, would you help us close by offering a prayer and a blessing over our listeners?
Sure, let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for all our listeners here today to this radio broadcast. We pray for them and help them to enter into your rest during this summertime and give them many blessings. And may the blessed mighty God descend upon you now and remain with you forever in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Dan. We'll look forward to seeing you in July.
He sounds great. It'll be very soon. I'll see you then.
This is Dina Marie, and I'm back with Father Dan Petit. He's a Franciscan friar. In fact, he's going to be here in the Beaverton area at Our Lady of Peace retreat. It's the annual Summer Institute. And this year it's July 14th through the 18th. As we've been talking about Our Lady, it actually falls during the week of the celebration of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And I think St. Bonaventure, he's in there somewhere. He's pretty close to a celebration of his feast day as well, a great Franciscan saint. Father Dan, you're going to be coming out. In fact, your series of talks is going to be Behold the Lamb of God, which I love that theme. And then you're also going to be talking during the evening lecture series. I want to let our folks know about that on Wednesday night on the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, by the way. What difference does being a Catholic make? And so those are some of the topics you're going to unpack. But I think that makes a sense. Like, if I'm going to walk a journey in this life and I'm Catholic, how do I walk that journey? What's going to carry me along the way? Am I going to follow the way of the world? Or am I going to follow, like we just celebrated, Peter and Paul, right? Like the two anchors of the beginning of the church with the missionary spirit and really kind of the hierarchical spirit of our first pope. Why does it matter that we live our life as Catholics? That's a big question.
Yeah, no, it really is. It really is. And you can approach it from several, so many different ways. I mean, there's so many ways to approach that. But I mean, one is to recognize our life now and how we can help each other as opposed to burdening people that are already burdened. Wouldn't it be nice if we could help them along instead of pulling them down or what have you? But the other one is to recognize that our end and final goal is literally out of this world. Our head has gone ahead of us into glory, and that's Christ, and we are his body. So I think for even among some Catholics, but certainly in the world, on the you talk about the journey of life, and for a lot of people, the journey of life amounts to little more than getting in the car and going to Walmart. And that's it. So if the journey of life is going to Walmart, then I get in the car, I go to the Walmart, and it's over. That's it. But see, as Catholics, with the kingdom of Christ proclaimed, our journey is literally taking us out of this world where our head has gone before us, which is Christ. And that's a whole nother type journey that is going to take us a little farther than Walmart.
Yeah. Well, I think that's so great to keep in mind, Father, is that, this is not, we're not meant for this life. We're designed for eternity in heaven. It blows our mind what that's going to be like. But how do I have more heaven-like experiences now? I think about going on a retreat, going on a Catholic conference. Those are things to help get me ready to win the race, so to speak. Maybe share a little bit about why going on retreats, why these spiritual experiences are really helpful to kind of condition our mind and our spirit to the way of Christ.
Well, I think of a jar with full of water that is maybe got some dirt in the bottom, and if you shake it up, it gets all cloudy. The water does. Well, going for a retreat is what you're simply doing is letting the sediment settle to the bottom so you can see clearly what's going on. And I mean see clearly in terms of what the end or goal of your life is. Because I think when we get into our lives, we tend, that's when the bottle gets shaken up and we get cloudy and our reason gets cloudy and we maybe are maybe so, somewhat confused or we get lost. We get lost and Jesus comes to seek and save the lost. And I think a time of quiet can be a time of removing yourself, maybe unplugging from the devices, and allowing the sediment to go back to the bottom so you have that clear vision once again of what is life all about? Where am I headed? Where am I going? What am I doing? That's a great opportunity because the other thing is, I think when we do go to t make a retreat, one of the most confident faith claims we can make is the Holy Spirit's going to show up. And what a gift that is for him to just work on you, convince you of his love, seek to purify you, cleanse you, and help you on this path.
I think that word clarity, Father Dan, is so key. And clarity comes with scripture. Clarity comes with the sacramental life. Clarity comes with a relationship, an intentional, loving relationship with Jesus Christ, and the church. And boy, the world doesn't have that clarity. I feel like the world is very cloudy, very noisy, very distracting, and tries to pull us away from that clarity of a life with Christ.
Yeah, and that's the noise. I think Pope Saint Paul the Sixth spoke of it as the cacophony of noise in the world. It's kind of an interesting word, but that's what we are faced with as we're in the world. And if this is all there is conception of life to 70, maybe 80 if you're strong, and that's it. It kind of puts a ceiling on life that only goes so far, and it starts to, weigh on you as you get older, and so you start being miserable. And it's like, with that ceiling on your life, that this is it, it kind of puts a cap on it, and that can be kind of challenging in terms of maybe depression or your spirit of hope in the world. No, I got a cap on my life, and there's no way out, you know?
And we're in this jubilee year of hope. And so really we have, I think hope is that fuel of hope for that heavenly life, for that eternal life that continues to draw us forward with faith, with hope, and then in love. For people who they're coming to the Summer Institute, or maybe they just want to make a day retreat or spend some extra time in prayer at the Adoration Chapel, how do we prepare ourselves, kind of take ourselves out of the world and prepare ourselves to have that encounter, to have that ability to be open for the clarity that the Holy Spirit's going to work in our lives? How do we prepare?
Well, I mean, for some people, for some pre preparing, especially if you're really busy, it's basically a bullet in wood. You know, you just go. Maybe for others, they might have that opportunity to maybe a couple days before begin to practice things that they wouldn't otherwise. Maybe take 20 minutes or 30 minutes or what have you every day to just quiet down a little bit, to be so then the quiet isn't quite as much of a shock. Or maybe you could start to slowly begin to unplug, so that by the time you leave your home to go on retreat, you leave your devices behind. You know, you could wean yourself off. Now, that would be a good way, I think, to get ready for retreat.
Yeah. Well, we're excited about the sisters hosting this Summer Institute in July, the 14th through the 18th. I want to encourage people to check out the Modern Day Radio website, also olpretreat.org for this retreat and the other things that are coming up throughout the year. And Father Dan, as we are in this summer season, just a couple of tips that you can offer families, working folks, maybe those that are newly retired, of just how to approach this opportunity, or maybe to make opportunities for encounters with God in our everyday life.
Well, I mean, first of all, obviously, we don't take a vacation from the Lord. There's no such thing. I mean, he wants to delight with us. You know, he labors with us in our work. So when we take vacation, he wants to delight with us in our vacationing as well. So we don't take a vacation from the Lord. But I think the other thing, you mentioned the elderly, and we talk about how the world views people that are retired. They can start to feel as though, if you really believe the world, sloppy seconds, because their utility is spent. They're no longer of use to the world. They're just there. Maybe the world would even view them as dead weight. And see, all of that is a bunch of lies. It's all a bunch of lies. The world doesn't know God, and so it doesn't know the real value of God's image in creation. And people that are retired, people that are elderly, they have value, they have dignity, they have worth. And you can't put a price on aged wine. And I think, you know, our elderly are one of our great heritages. We can learn so much from them. And I think that's some, that's kind of the contrast between the way Catholic faith would view them and the world would view them. And I think we need to listen in more on how Christ sees us than how the world does.
Very much so. Very much so. He loves us all and he wants us all home with him. And so let's pray for those conversions of heart throughout the summer season and take a lot of time to be with him one-on-one. Again, Father Dan Fatih, Franciscan friar, will be in the Beaverton area at Our Lady of Peace retreat. You're welcome to enjoy the evening lecture series as well, as open to everyone, as well as all the retreatants getting together for the special week of program of mass every day. It's just going to be a great opportunity. So we encourage you to come join us as well. And with that, Father Dan, would you help us close by offering a prayer and a blessing over our listeners?
Sure, let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for all our listeners here today to this radio broadcast. We pray for them and help them to enter into your rest during this summertime and give them many blessings. And may the blessed mighty God descend upon you now and remain with you forever in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Dan. We'll look forward to seeing you in July.
He sounds great. It'll be very soon. I'll see you then.